At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to The United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news this morning. Lots going on and very interesting stuff going on in relation to Baleba. There is a story coming out from the Manchester Evening News, breaking latest news that Man United are prepared to delay a move for Baleba until next year. They've not completely given up on signing him before the window closes, but concede a deal is unlikely. Now, I have got to sit here and say that they are going to have to reap the whirlwind if this is the case, because what we were leading on today, this morning, was that a first bid is being prepared by Fabrizio Romano. Now, I'm going to say from the outset, I stick with Fabrizio on this. I stick with my stance on this, that Manchester United will get this deal done based upon the evidence. But we have to also be very, very clear that it was Laurie Whitwell in The Athletic last night speaking negatively about it, saying it was unlikely and difficult. He's not the only one. The Manchester Evening News are doing it now. These are client journalists of the football club. You know, Simon Stone, James Ducker, these people follow Man United all around the world. They are, that their job is to follow Manchester United. They're reliant on Manchester United. And therefore, I think they get fed by Manchester United. So you've got to say it is rather concerning. Now, look, there are a couple of updates that I'm sort of focusing on. Fabrizio Romano saying Man United are preparing an opening proposal to Brighton for Baleba. They've been continuing contacts on a daily basis with Baleba's agent and also with Brighton. Now, the next step is to put that record bid in. Of course it is. What are you doing if you spend the last week and a half talking to Baleba with Brighton's permission? What is your thoughts on that? Now, interestingly enough as well, there is a Brighton sort of journalist called Charlie Haffenden. He says Brighton have not agreed to sell Baleba to Man United at this stage, but talks have now been held between the two clubs after initial talks with the agent. Baleba is keen on joining United, but Brighton won't be bullied into a sale. So posturing is what I'm looking at here. But as I say, I have to just bring you to this because it's literally just breaking in the last few minutes. Manchester Evening News, who, let's be honest, are not very good at transfer stuff because they're one of the outlets that don't get any transfer stuff. But what they will get is an indication from the club when the club want to put it out there. And I feel that with Laurie Whitwell last night and now the Manchester Evening News this morning, Man United are definitely, in my opinion, briefing that the deal is unlikely, because it's the second time we've heard the word unlikely. One yesterday from The Athletic, one today from the Manchester Evening News. We've not given up but the wind before the window closes, but it's unlikely. To which the answer has to be, and I'm not going to lose it here, I can see people in the chat are losing it. Where we are at the moment is we've got 2.5 weeks till the window closing. The season starts tonight, Sunday for us. Our midfield is not good enough for a Premier League season. We've publicly put ourselves out there wanting Baleba and Amrim's dream midfielder. This is the guy he wants. This is what we need. The midfield's not good enough. You're now telling me that we're going to go, we can't do it. You are basically sending a message to all our rivals that we're not serious and all our fans that we're not serious. And you're also saying we've got a huge problem that we've not solved. So I just don't believe that. And I think that as much as it's easy to have a pop at Manchester United and say, oh, you know, it's we're not very good, we're embarrassing. And we've certainly seen that over the years. I just think we'll get this deal done. So whilst everybody's losing, well, a lot of people are losing their shit this morning, I'm just going to sit here and say, again, like I did with Šeško, stay calm. I think we will get this deal done. And I do trust Fabrizio that we are preparing a bid. I just don't think that we're going to do all this work and then not put a bid in. Now, if Brighton say he's not for sale, then I'd want to know what the bid is. So where I am this morning is maybe Man United, maybe what's happening here, and you can be critical of United for this, but maybe what's happening here is United have spoken to the player. He wants to come to Manchester United. Man United think that's going to be enough. They knock on the door of Brighton and they say, Casino, 100 million. Man United go, we can't afford that. And Brighton go, see you later then. And Man United go, oh, and they walk off. Now, if we've done that, we're super prats. Turbo prats, because that's just crap negotiating. But this is the negotiation team that knocked on the door of Villa and said, can we have Emi Martinez on loan? World Cup winning goalkeeper, your number one choice goalkeeper, can we take him on loan? So we're not, it's not impossible that United have knocked on the door to Brighton and said 60 and they've shut the door in our face. I would hope that more like the Cunha deal, the Mbeumo deal and the Šeško deal, we actually know the value of Belaba and we're going to say 80 plus add-ons or something like that. So I think it's going to come down to that. But I've got to be honest, if this deal doesn't get done, it's not only embarrassing and people will be embarrassed, but at the end of the day, the Glazers have been embarrassed for 20 years. They're not going to worry about being bantered online. The bigger thing is, I don't think you should be losing your shit because we don't sign Belaba and it's embarrassing. I would be losing your shit because we're not getting a goalkeeper and that's an absolute non-negotiable. And we're not getting a midfielder. And we're going into a season like this where our four biggest rivals, Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal, are miles ahead of us. And they're buying squads and we're not even buying a first team. So that to me would be the concern if it doesn't happen. But we, you know, I absolutely agree with what people are saying. Jim says, do you think it was spin all along? I will come back to that. But a lot of people online are saying we cannot spin this, to coin the phrase from Jim, as we'll go for him next summer. For two reasons. One, what I don't give a toss about next summer. We might not be here next summer. Something could happen in the world. We could get hit by a meteor. I'm not interested in future planning in football. I'm interested in the now. Secondly, if we wait till next summer and he has a really good season for Brighton, and we don't get into Europe, why would he choose us, even if we've got the money, over a Liverpool or a Real Madrid or a PSG? So I don't think waiting for the summer can be washed off as a good point. And also, what you're basically saying is, we're waiting till next summer, we'll put up with the midfield that we've got. Oh, thanks, that sends me into the sea. I will revise my fifth place prediction if we don't get a midfielder and a goalkeeper. So it's as simple as that. But I want to be very, very clear. The breaking news this morning that we were going to go with is that Man United are preparing a record bid for Belaba, and that's from Romano. And that's where I'm at. Literally, as I was about to go live, it comes out from the Manchester Evening News that the deal is unlikely, even though they've not given up yet. I think this is posturing. I think we will get the deal done. And also, Jim talks about spin. The spin would be that United have wasted 2 weeks putting a name out there to excite the fan base that they had no chance of getting. Another bit of spin is you put it out there that you're not going to get him, and then you do get him, and then you get an even bigger bounce of praise. So I still think this is very much on posturing, and I'm not going to lose it over it at the moment. Let's get some of your thoughts. We've also got quite a lot to talk about regarding outgoings as well. Sancho, Roma, Twist, Garnacho, Chelsea, closer. Rasmus, Premier League's day, closer. We'll talk about all those in a moment. But obviously, this is big breaking news around Belaba. Please do smash a like on the video and share the video. We've got 15,000 watching. Let's see if we can hit 20,000 this Friday morning, because the Premier League is back and so is Ruben Amorim. We will be live just around sort of 1:45 today. His first press conference of the season. Somebody just said to me that, what do you think about his press conference? I have listened to Amorim since... He's not done that many interviews, actually, but I'm not saying he's going Ten Hag season two pro the Glazers, but I definitely think he's calmer. I think at the end of last season, he was very honest. I think this year he's trying to be very optimistic, which I understand. The season hasn't started yet. Why be negative before the season started? So I don't think you're going to get sound bites of, I needed a midfielder and they've messed it up. I need a goalkeeper and they've messed it up. I think you'll get sound bites of positivity. We've got a good squad, this and that, the other. So I don't think there'll be a lot in there around transfers, etc. But looking forward to hearing from him. Patrick Lynch is normally the voice of reason. He's given us a super chat. He says, for the board, it is vital that making it public that we get him. These 2 weeks are their last chance to influence how the first half of the season goes. If it doesn't happen, the blame lies at the board level, not the manager. Yeah. Patrick, you are eternally the voice of reason. You're probably like me. You know, previous years I'd be losing it, banging the table and, you know, screaming and shouting. But I was in a bloody Man United kit. Have you seen the preview? I don't wear Man United kits. I'm in the new Man United kit. So, look, I'm not buying... And to people saying I'm funding the Glazers, you're all funding the Glazers. So, you know, that ship sailed. Don't buy a kit because of the Glazers. Come on. We're hundreds of millions of pounds in debt. Nobody can get them out. So, you know, buying a kit probably helps the club buy players, if we're being completely honest. So I don't buy into that shit, even though it's something I've been behind in the past. Let's be honest. Me not buying a shirt is not going to make a bloody bit of difference, because it never did. But, you know, I am... Strangely, I must be drinking the same thing as Amorim. I mean, check the preview out. It went out at 2 a.m. because we had to slot it in. We were running out of spots because it's just so busy at the moment. Preview for Arsenal, Goldbridge in a football kit, which I don't normally wear, but it's a nice kit. And look, it's the start of a season. I apologize for being positive. I apologize for being excited. I apologize for, you know, wanting to believe that we can be better than last season. But as Patrick says, if we don't get a goalkeeper and we don't get a midfielder, then I don't believe that this transfer window is any higher than a 5. Maybe you could be generous and give it an average 6. That's not good enough for a team that finished 15th and is not in Europe. I think that the minimum we needed from this summer transfer window was an 8. An 8. If 6 is average, 7 is good, and 8 is very good, 9 is excellent, and 10 is perfect, I don't think below average or average washes anyway. I think this needed to be an excellent or very good transfer window. And at the moment, it's certainly not. So that would fall on the board, not the manager. So I agree with Patrick on that. I think, Kenton says it's about time you were positive. And yet, Kenton, I imagine you're the sort of person that hangs around in the toxic back streets of X, listening to people say Forest fan, negative stand and all this. If you actually watch the show on a daily basis, you would realise that we are massively community led. And actually, I've backed every single manager for the last 6 years, longer than anybody else. And we just want Manchester United to win. So, you know, if that's negative, then I presume you don't watch the channel, because there are still a bunch of saddos out there that bitterly think we're something that we're not. Are you in the 90% club for Belaba, says Sam? Mate, I'm not even in the bloody 70% club. I'm not even in the 69% club. Wish I was. I'm 60%. I've always been confident, but look, I'm not naive to the fact that when Laurie Whitwell and the Manchester Evening News are saying unlikely, they're getting that from somewhere, because that's client journalism. People get offended by client journalism. Well, look, be a proper journalist then. You know, go out and dig up real stories around Man United, like we did about the ownership of land that nobody bloody knew about. So client journalism is following Man United around and being on the gravy train, taking information from them, putting it out there. That's absolutely fine. It provides a service. But I worry about that a little bit, because obviously United are putting it out there. Wouldn't be the first time they've used those journalists, though, to spin a story. And as I said, it could be the calm before the storm. It could be play it down and then you get it and it's amazing, which I would do. If I was United, I'd play it down a little bit so that when it happens, it's amazing. I mean, you're about to break records on this bid. So, yeah.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Man United need to be roof. What are you doing back in the office for a morning show? I actually thought I wasn't going to be in the morning show, but then, shout out to the electrician, he's hurt his foot, so he can't come and do the electrics today. So there's no noise. I can be in my studio. So every cloud. Man United need to be ruthless, but no thoughts with the electrician, and hopefully he'll be okay. I think apparently he's got a fitness test on Sunday, should be able to be, you know, back on the, wouldn't be back on the grass, would it? But back on the concrete on Sunday, Saturday, hopefully. Jamie says, Man United need to be ruthless going for Belaba. If we can match price for Brighton's sake, don't bother. May as well sign Calvin Phillips. Jamie, I've got to be honest. I like it. I like your ruthlessness, but with 2 weeks to go in the window, I want a midfielder. I couldn't give a toss about being ruthless. Romano saying that the Brighton manager is very confident that Belaba will stay this season. I've got to say, it's starting to drift. Even I can be honest, it's starting to drift. And as I said, waiting till next year is an absolute cop-out. Yeah, Hertzler says he's very confident Belaba will be with Brighton this season, sees no changes in the player. So, yeah, just starting to drift away very, very quickly, isn't it? Why has Ugarte disappeared off the face of the earth? Shouldn't he be part of the midfield conversation? I think he is, Nina, but it's a very important season for Ugarte. I thought he did okay last year. I like the player, but I think the thing with the midfield, because there will be people now going, let's wait till next year because they're so bloody naive that they think it can happen. All through pre-season, our midfield was weak. All through last season, our midfield was weak. Our midfield's weak. Amrim knows it, you know it, I know it. It's not that Bruno's weak or Agate's weak or Mainu's weak, but as a collective, it's weak. It's missing something. So Ugarte next to Belaba could be brilliant. Bruno next to Belaba could be brilliant, but it's missing something, and this is the missing piece. We can't construct a midfield out of what we've got. It doesn't mean the current players are bad. It just means they don't fit together. It's like building, you know, a Lego fire station and you've got no ladders. You know, the firemen are going to look bloody stupid in a tall building. And I don't think there's a problem with the pieces we've got. They just don't go together very well. I have a feeling they'll witness our midfield get run ragged on Sunday and then the Belaba talks will heat up. Well, this is a very intelligent point, William, as well. I mean, I've just previewed my Premier League predictions with Robbie on win, lose or draw on That's Football. And obviously, he's very confident about Arsenal. They're going for a title. And I must admit, where did it all go wrong? I'm sat here before a ball's been kicked with an Arsenal fan. They're talking about Premier League titles, Golden Boots and Champions Leagues. And I'm talking about maybe fifth. And I thought, you know what? Whoever you blame, where did it all go wrong? Like, it's not even, the season's not even kicked off and we're talking about, can we get fifth? I think this is the worst we've ever been. I don't think people want that conversation. This is the worst we've ever been. And I know Sir Jim's trying to build something new, but he's been here 18 months. And I know the Glazers are still here, but I can't think of a season where we've started it without a ball kicking and we're saying we'll be lucky to get fifth. Last season under Ten Hag, we were talking about top four. I don't remember a season where we've said, we'll do well to get fifth. Moyes, we didn't. I know we didn't get anywhere near it, but we didn't. We were talking about a title. Van Gaal's first season, definitely weren't talking about lucky to get fifth. None of Jose's seasons were we saying lucky about getting fifth. None of Ollie's, none of Ten Hag's, and yet here we are, Ruben Amorim, and we're saying we'll do well to get fifth. That I'm not blaming Amorim, I'm not blaming Sir Jim, I'm not blaming Berarda. I'm just saying where we are as a football club is terrifying, because I think universally, most people are saying we'd do really well to get fifth. Manchester United Football Club, you know? Of course we've got to go and get a Belaiba. Of course we've got to go and get a goalkeeper. If I say to you, why are we sat here talking about we'll do well to get fifth? And I say to you, how do you put me into fifth or fourth? You're going to say signings. So excuse me, if I'm sat here saying we can't be pulling out of a Belaiba deal, we can't be delaying it till next year, we can't not be getting a goalkeeper because all our fan base is going, we'll do well to get fifth. I want to know how we get fourth. And to do that, it's signings. So fucking make them, you know? The season hasn't even started. The window's still open for 2.5 weeks. Make some bloody signings. We have made some good signings. I mean, in the back of my head, I talk about Šeško and Cunha and Mbeumo, and I think they're really good signings. But it's almost like going out on a night out without your trousers on. The top looks great. Your hair's lovely. You know, your shirt's lovely. But we can all see your arse. You're exposed. In fact, you haven't even got a shirt. You've got a crop top on because the middle's exposed as well. If we wait till next summer, there will be a bidding war. Steve, absolutely not interested in waiting a year for Belaiba. Like, absolutely not interested in that. Amorim might not even be here. What about that? Amorim sacked at Christmas. So it's just ridiculously stupid on all levels to go, we're going to wait a year. You can't wait a year in football. Nobody waits a year in football. I know there are signings that could be coming in a year like Kenda at Chelsea, but it's not like they've gone. Chelsea haven't left themselves exposed on the wings, have they? They've got other players that they've brought in and then Kenda comes next season. You don't go, we'll leave a massive hole in our midfield because he's coming in next year. Stephen says, if we don't get Belaiba this season, will it stop the buzz and momentum we've got going, in your opinion? Stephen, nothing's going to stop the buzz on Sunday. 75,000 fans, Old Trafford, lovely weather, Arsenal. We can still win. We can beat anybody on our day. But over a 38-game season, the reason Man United have won trophies is because on any given day, we can beat anybody. But on any given day, we can lose to somebody. So in cups, you've got more chance of doing well because you're up for the cup. Over a 38 Premier League season, home and away games, the truth will come out. What you really are will come out. So over a 38 game season, if your midfield's weak, it'll get exposed. Your goalkeeper will get exposed. So whatever the positives are about the attack, we've basically got to outscore the weaknesses in our midfield and defence, which is difficult. Doesn't mean we can't do it, but I expect improvement, but it's very, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link, basically, in football. If we're not doing this deal, then it's keeper time, says me. I'd still be worried about the midfield, though. Could this be spin to build up as an impossible deal, says Daniel. Well, I'm hoping so, Daniel, exactly. FPL code is ZYW3BT, says Wolfie. I don't know what that's for. It probably an attempt to temper expectations. I don't know about unlikely, but I would agree it's difficult, says Emily. You know what, Emily? Why are we in this deal if it's difficult? Who at Man United went, let's put it out there publicly that we want Belaiba. And then somebody goes, you realise the chances of us doing this deal are next to nothing. No, let's put it out there. What can go wrong? Well, I can tell you what can go wrong. The minute David Ornstein reports we're in for Belaiba, everyone will think we're going to get it done. And then if we don't get it done, people will say, what the hell are we doing? We'd be better off staying quiet on this. So I don't understand the publicity around it if we couldn't get the deal done. Losing on Donnarumma and Belaiba in 1 week, so Space Oddie. Well, apparently Donnarumma only wants Man City, so yeah. Whip it in. Would you pivot to Onana from Villa for 70 mil? No. Bloody hell. I wouldn't pivot to anybody for £70 million because I think that for £30 million extra, you can get Belaiba. Alex is asking about a fantasy Premier League. I'm not going to get time to do it this year, Alex. So many people have asked me about it. And to be honest with you, most people lose interest after 3 weeks. So I'm just going to leave it this year, I think. Connor, thank you very much for your super chat. Appreciate that. Please do keep sharing the video and smash a like. We're very close to 20,000 this morning. Breaking news that Man United may be moving away from a Belabor deal and leaving it till next summer. At least that's according to the Manchester Evening News. But Fabrizio Romano overnight did say, and I repeat, I will quote this because I think it's important. He said that Manchester United are preparing a bid for Belabor. And they have been continuing contacts on a daily basis with his agents. What I will add to that, though, is something I've just been sent from another direct quote from Romano. For Man United, in order to present an official bid and to understand if that can be worth keeping negotiating with Brighton for him, it's important to understand more about the outgoings. Selling players or finding solutions is really important. So I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think there's a wrong stance to take on this. It feels like you could say we need to sell to buy and we're not selling. You could say that we've gone into this naively thinking that Brighton will negotiate for a player that's probably their best player. You could say it's a little bit of posturing and that we will get the deal done. I'd be very worried if we've knocked on the door of Brighton and said the player wants to come to us, so do us a deal. Because if I was Brighton, as I said with Brentford, I'd say, the price is this. Pay it or don't. We want to keep him. Mark, any... Oh, yeah, I've done that one. Thank you very much, Sam. Appreciate it. Let me just refresh here. So, I think Brighton are just playing games. Well, they've got every right to play games. Every right to play games. Okay, Jem says, the TS... The United Stand Discord server has made a league. The code is ZYW3VT. There you go. Thank you, Gems. It's the code for the TUSFP, Al, says Wolfie. There you go. You can't wuss out of Belabor, says Amelie Derry, when you've publicly briefed about this amazing meeting where your manager has publicly said, I want Belabor. Good point. Morning, Mark. Time to go for Jungland and Lemens. If they say we have approximately 100 million to play around with and Jungland fits the system, says Devil Child. Well, I actually do agree with that. And I said that a week ago. Like, I know it's going to piss people off, but if we can't get Belabor, I think we have to pivot and get somebody else because we cannot waste any further time looking at anything else. We cannot waste time leaving the hole. And we cannot wait till next summer and miss out either. JE says, the biggest red flag about this Belabor bid is that there hasn't been one. If Man United have agreed personal terms, then put in a bid. Believe what the club does, not what they say. Bradders has passed his driving test on Wednesday. Well done, Bradders. Lovely. Be careful out and about there. Don't speed. Thought Man United bankrupt and couldn't buy staff lunch, says Fraser. We have to adjust our expectations as fans or we'll keep going through this cycle and nothing will change. Disappointment is fine. Vitriol isn't, says Howardinho. Agate's as slow as a week in jail. Not the answer. Josh, get a new face with eyes in it and get better eyes, basically. Or even, you know, less drastic. Get yourself down to the opticians. Agate is one of the quickest midfielders in the league. That is, speed is not his problem. He's actually really quick. So you've missed out there, Josh. That's not one of Agate's problems. He's really quick for a midfielder. Chip says, if our midfield gets annihilated on Sunday, the price for Belabor will go up by 20 million. Brighton will smell the desperation a mile away. Yeah, they've got quite a good opener as well at home, haven't they? George says, would you send Maynard on loan to Brighton for a year if it meant we got Belabor, considering their player development, and it would mean they wouldn't be need to get a replacement? I mean, I would, George, because he'd be playing Premier League football, but I don't know what the plans are with Maynard in the first team this year.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think Brighton are just playing games with United to push the bid higher, says Sal. Identical statements were put out by Brighton 11 days before Chelsea signed Caicedo, says Glenn. Oh, yeah. Mate, I'll be honest with you. If you sat there worrying about the manager of Brighton saying that he's confident that Belaba will be a player for Manchester United, for Brighton after the transfer window's closed. If you're sat there and you're worried about that, you're naive. I've played the game. You know, seriously, that is not something to get concerned about. There are so many times where managers have said that. I remember Ronaldo saying that, you know, he was staying at Man United for a year and then the next day he signed for Real Madrid. Collier leaving is a sign we're getting a mobile midfielder. We're making it seem this difficult to do. The board look great. Well, I think this is a great observation from Mouyad as well. Remember, Collier has gone. So and Kone isn't obviously ready and hopefully he's going to recover from this injury quite quickly. But four midfielders is not enough anyway. We don't really have any. We play a midfield two and we've only got four players now. Casemiro, whose legs are gone, Mainoo, Bugarte and Bruno. So we have to bring another midfielder in anyway. That's a great point. What gets me is a few signings and it seems that the noise about the Glazers and Sir Jim out movement has disappeared, says Liam. Yeah, but you know what? There was a protest that was planned for Sunday that's been postponed. What did we say talking about this? Unfortunately, this fan base, as a collective, we all have to take responsibility, is flippant. And what I mean by that is, if we lose 9-0 against Arsenal on Sunday, the Glazer out movement will be back. But if we sign Belaba on Monday, the Glazer out movement will disappear. There's no sustainability in this fan base to remove or make change because we are so easily influenced by a new kit, a new signing, or bad results. And I take responsibility for that as much as you do. Like, as a collective, we're only as strong as... It's like Man United not having a goalkeeper or a midfielder. We're all fans, but as a fan base, we're only as strong as our weakest links. And our weakness has always been... The Glazers tried to take us into a Super League. They survived it because the season closed and they bought a few players. So the cycle of Glazer out movement will always be this. During the season, when you're losing games, you won't have any problems having a protest. During the summer, when there are no games and we're buying players, people aren't interested. It's just what it is. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just what it is. So when you worry about the Glazer out movement, that's just life. That's the way it's always been. We buy players in the summer, we're having a madness. We start losing games during the season and everyone loses their shit. So it's just that's why it's quiet around that at the moment. I said it start of the week. We won't sign anyone else, says Sean Turner. Brighton aren't going to scramble for a replacement. I think it's hard to do. Brighton won't sell, says Sean. With it drifting and us wanting Wharton too, according to rumours, wouldn't it be better to pivot, says Dale. I think Adam Wharton at Palace would work very well in our midfield. I actually do really, really like him. I know that United have liked him for a long time. The problem with that is that Palace are going to lose half a team with no time to replace them if they're not careful. Guehi wants to go, Eze wants to go. All right, you're pocketing a load of money, but you're losing three of your best players. So I think Wharton out of Palace, in many ways, is going to be as hard, if not harder, than getting Belaba out of Brighton, because Brighton will sell Belaba. They've said that. They just want the right price. I don't think Palace, even though Wharton would be cheaper, I just don't think they'd want to do that this summer. We've grown so used to bad transfer windows that we finally get an okay one. It feels amazing, though it really isn't, says Lazy. And could the unlikely briefing be out of respect for Brighton's desire not to sell? Brighton could react if we brief that we're trying to get our man, says JKD. Hope so. Space Oddy says the Brighton manager said Belaba is staying. As I said, countless managers have said they're confident of players staying and then they move. We should pivot to Onana from Villa, says Whip It In. Man United, okay, let's move on because there are other things to talk about. We're very close to 20,000 watching this morning. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe. That subscriber number is wrong, by the way. Just a bit of a shout out. We are very close to 150,000, which is another big thing for the channel. We're only 400 subscribers away, so please do subscribe, bottom right-hand corner. Now, I'm going to just talk about some outgoings here because the big thing that sort of caught my eye last night in a low way was, let me just talk about this. I want to talk about Garnacho. Forest's transfer window, by the way, is subtly, like Sunderland, pretty impressive. So Ndoi, I like. They brought two Brazilians in, one of them, Igor Jesus, I think it's going to be very good. They're going for McAtee. They've kept hold of Gibbs White. They've just bought Amari Hutchinson from Ipswich for £37.5 million. Now, the relevancy of this is, one, that's a very good transfer window with numerous positions solved, whereas we've only solved our attack. And I talk about them because we talk about fifth place and United getting fifth place, because I think Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal and Liverpool will be ahead of us. I saw Spurs on Wednesday night under Thomas Frank look a lot better, and they've got a good squad. Obviously, Newcastle will be a threat for fifth place. Villa are a bit of an unknown. I'm doing Newcastle-Villa tomorrow lunchtime, actually, on That's Football, just to get a look at those two teams early. But Forest have bought well as well. I mean, could you rule them out for fifth? I know they're in Europe, but they bought well. But also, apparently, Fabrizio has said in relation to Garnacho that the deal for Garnacho is very, very, very advanced and progress is being made. If Amari Hutchinson is going from Ipswich to Forest for £37.5 million, surely that's a good thing for us, because we can't be taking less than that. So surely that for Man United is good. Surely that's good, because I'm taking that as a positive this morning. If Forest are paying basically £37 million for Amari Hutchinson, United have got every right to say, okay, he's worn a Villa shirt. We can't ask for 60, but we can definitely start at 40. You're not telling me that Amari Hutchinson from Ipswich is worth more than Man United. So I know there's a lot to sometimes moan about, and I'm not moaning about Belabor. I still think we'll get him. Stay calm. But also, I think this is a real positive on Garnacho. Apparently, it's very, very, very advanced, but that is perfect timing. £37.5 million to Forest from Ipswich. If you're Man United, you just go, all right, we're stuck here. You want to give us 35, we want 50, but come on, I'm just going to give you that. Tell us why he's worth less than 30, like less than 45, because there's no way on this earth that Hutchinson's got the status, potential or value of Garnacho. I'm not saying he won't be a better player than Garnacho in the future, but you're buying Garnacho, so you're going to expect him to be a good signing. You've got to say that if I'm Man United, I'm literally dropping that into the meeting this morning, and I'm saying, like, Garnacho can sit on his arse all he likes, but we're not here to get robbed. It's 45 million. Garnacho, for me, is clearly worth at least 7.5 million more than Hutchinson, so it's 45 million, please. So that could be really well-timed for us. Luke says it'll be 35 to 40 max. Mate, if we take an initial fee less than 37.5, we've been absolutely mugged by Chelsea, and fair play to them, and we've been mugged off. I would take 40 plus really significant add-ons, but yeah, at least my concern was that we were going to get pushed below 40. Ideally, I'd like to take 45, but look, I think that's a good update, really. Right, we're going to talk about Sancho next, but Neek says, can you call Lee McCabe a Pratt, please, Mark? Pranny or Prattley. 19,300 watching. Please keep sharing the video and smash a like. We're getting close to 20K. Super Bart says, morning, Mark. First time in a long time I'm feeling more optimistic, but I do believe we need a midfielder and Onana has to be replaced or we ain't getting fifth. Perfect sentence. Thank you very much for the super chat. William says, apart from Sesko, I like that we're going for Champions League worthy players that haven't yet tasted it. They can't miss what they haven't had yet, says William. Sam says, did you see Bruno commented freedom under Romano's tweet about Roma's bid for Sancho? I haven't got my phone with me, so I can't check, but surely that's not true. Hello, Mark. Will you be Amrim out if we finish 15th this season, or will your anger and frustration still be pointed at Ineos and the Glazers? Marlo, I will be completely honest, because I think a lot of people aren't, and I pride myself on the honesty in this community. You've thrown up a hypothetical there. If we finish 15th this season, then Amrim's got to go. I'm not stupid. Like, you know, there'd be no justification for that. I think if you finish 9th, there might be some reason for that. Multiple injuries, etc. You can't be finishing 15th again. So I would say no. he would have to go in that circumstance. But I don't expect it to happen, and I back him 100%. Mark, did you see Brighton's statement on Belieber, says Ryan? I did. So, yeah, they're just basically saying they're confident he'll stay. But that United are briefing that at the moment, if we're being honest. It's only 2 years since Brighton had wanted £100 million for Evan Ferguson, whilst £80 million now might be below valuation. It's not guaranteed next year, says Jeff. I don't know what went wrong with Evan Ferguson, Jeff, and you're right to say that it doesn't always go right, but I think the vast majority of us and the world of football would look at someone like Belieber and say, I think in a year's time he's going to Real Madrid, Liverpool, Chelsea, someone like that, and that our whole play is to try and get this done early. At the moment, you know the way I think about United at the moment? We're the Bayern Munich of England, but effectively we need to behave like the Borussia Dortmund. And what I mean by that is that we can't just flex our muscles anymore and get the best players. And like Dortmund, your scouting needs to be better. You need to be taking more risks and you need to be more future thinking. So Bayern Munich with Belieber would wait till next summer and get him. With Bayern Munich, there's the money. Dortmund would try and get him in a year early like we are. And that's the way we're acting at the moment. And that's the way, well, we're not acting like, but that's the way we have to act. We can't sit there and go, we're Man United next summer if we're not in Europe and other people have got more money than us.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Party like it's 1999 says Brighton won't turn that down £100 million. It's down to us, as you say. I think if you go to Crystal Palace, they'll turn anything down for Wharton because they do not want to sell. I think with Brighton, if you knock a good knock on the door and present a good offer, I think they'll take it. If we haven't got the money to put that offer in, then we've got to question ourselves. Seth says, do you think we can do a future transfer like Kenda for Belieber and get Yulman and goalkeeper? No. So what you're saying is, could we do a deal with Brighton where he stays where he is for a year? I mean, that we can't do that. We won't have the money to do that and get anybody else. FPL code 819KKP says Hamo. Donut fix is 50-50 at the moment. Waiting for Ornstein, to be honest, says Aki. Belieber aligns with United's policy, physically, prem proven and resale value. Given the initial reports, I find it hard to believe nothing happens. Yes, well, I'm in that position again, James, like you, where I'm sort of like going, you know, I think it will happen. Right, let me talk to you about Jadon Sancho. So Jadon Sancho, I don't know why I'm doing it like that. Jadon Sancho, I mean, look, this is why I don't talk much about Jadon Sancho transfers. I've been very consistent about this over the summer transfer window. Some of you agree with me, some of you don't. So I've been very, very consistent about this in the sense that I don't care about Jadon Sancho transfer stories at all because they are just one long, boring saga. So last night, people were talking about Roma, £20 million. And I've always said, how the hell does this happen? Like Chelsea would have been offering him good wages and he turned them down. How the bloody... Roma can't offer. Juventus can't offer. AC Milan can't offer what Chelsea offered him in wages. And I think people forget this. Like, he was offered really good wages at Chelsea. I think in excess of 150 grand a week. So 150 grand a week in the Italian league makes you one of the best paid players in the league. So he turned that down. I follow the evidence. So with Belieber, I'm relaxed because Ornstein's update to me suggests that we'll get this deal done. Despite all the unlikely stuff, I think it's posturing. With Sancho, I follow the evidence. He turned down Chelsea's wage offer of over 150 grand a week, apparently. And we're meant to believe that he wants to go to Italy where he won't earn that amount of money and that we'll get a transfer fee. So yesterday, Roma wants to pay 20 million for Sancho, yeah? This morning... it's not 20 million. It's a loan with an obligation to buy. Well, you know what you can do with your obligation to buy? You can get yourself down Sainsbury's or Boots, get yourself a big tube of KY jelly and ram it up your arse. Because we don't like loan obligations to buy, because we know what they are. They're not worth the paper they're bloody written on. In fact, I'd rather write my arse with it. They don't mean anything. We've been rattled, rumbled, packaged up and sent to bloody the post office. Obligation to buy. Man United fans can talk to anybody about that. Don't ever get excited about obligation to buy, because what it actually means is not and no obligation to buy. You don't have to buy them. They can still get sent back. So Roma wanting to loan Sancho with an obligation to buy, two things. One, it doesn't mean anything. And two, he's out of contract in a year. So what are we going to do? Extend his contract by a year when he's on 300 grand a week? He's running his contract down and he's a free agent next summer. At what point are we just going to realise that he's going to go on loan and he's going to end his contract? Like, that is the most logical thing. That's why he turned Chelsea's good wage down. He's going to run his contract down and he's going to go on loan. And I've been thinking this since the minute he came back from Chelsea. And yet all summer, we keep getting these new stories every couple of weeks that Juventus are going to give us 25 million. Roma are going to give us 20 million. Galatasaray are going to give us 15 million. And none of them ever bloody happen because they're not logical. They don't make any bloody sense. And I feel that I've wasted 3 minutes of my life. I'm never going to get back talking about it. Just get him out on loan. I don't see him as a Man United player anyway. I don't care about the financials. Just get rid of him. Get rid of him. I mean, he's got to be the biggest waste of space talent in the last 5 years. He sat so much, he spent more time playing a bloody computer game football than he has on the pitch. Just get him out. Just get it. I mean, the scary thing is, right, how much time in a transfer window where we haven't got what we needed to get done, seriously, how much time have we wasted on Sancho this summer? How many phone calls, emails and conversations have our negotiators had with Galatasaray, with Juventus, with Roma, with Chelsea? Like, people don't realise Man United cut a load of jobs in the last 12 months. We only do one deal at a time, traditionally. I don't think people realise that as much as the Sancho thing's annoying, we've probably wasted days, if not weeks, negotiating Sancho's exit. And if he hadn't been here, how would we have used that time? So people don't realise that. It's not as simple as, oh, you know, just get rid of him, get rid of him. We're actually wasting time. We've spoken to loads of clubs trying to get rid of him. So whoever's working on this Sancho stuff, just a waste of time. Absolute dead hours. And we haven't got enough people to do that. And we could have been talking about a goalkeeper. If he'd have gone to bloody Chelsea, we'd have £20 million in our pocket and we wouldn't have been negotiating for him. So St. Jimmy says, 3 weeks sober today, Mark. Thanks for you and the community for helping me with the cravings. Love you guys. Well done, mate. Thank you very much for letting us know that. Very proud of you. Dave the Brave says, too soon to be paying 100 million. I love the player, but this is insane. So Dave, you are brave if you're saying, let's just go with the midfield we've got. And that's the thing. You can say it's too much money, but the alternative. Sorry to burst the bubble, but if we do not sign Belaiba or a better midfielder, we'll finish 10th or lower. No keeper, no midfield, young striker, says Tushar. Thank you very much for that. Right, let me just have a quick look around. Look, there is some suggestions that Fulham are taking a look at Rasmus because Muniz is heading to Atalanta with Luckman leaving there. I do think, I mean, look, this is not a United stand comment, but I do feel for the likes of Bournemouth, Brentford, Fulham, so good last season, and they just seem to be being decimated. But if Muniz went, Fulham, Rasmus, still in the Premier League, I still think if he's going to go, there'll be better offers on the table where he can play European football. Dortmund wouldn't surprise me. If I was Rasmus, I'd go the Bundesliga. I'd look at the likes of Ekitike, who's older than him, Sesko, who's the same age, and I'd go, I'm still only 22. Bundesliga, so many players have been taken from the Bundesliga into the Premier League this year. That's where I'd go.
Dortmund, Leipzig, Leverkusen. I think that's the league to go to because he's done Italy. So if he goes back to Italy and he does well, people will say, oh, he just suits the Italian league. So yeah, that's what I would do. I'd go Germany. DR says, don't you think Fulham would be good for a loan? I don't know why. I think this is just trying to raise pennies. I don't know why you'd loan a player under the pretense that there's an obligation to buy again. These obligations are just, you know, not worth it. Juventus have reached an agreement to sign Muani. Well, that was always going to happen, wouldn't it? Chelsea have agreed personal terms with Garnacho and he's waiting for the move. Man United insist on receiving 50, arguing that Garnacho should not be sold for less than 52 that saw Madueke move from Chelsea to Arsenal. That's from Ben Jacobs. I think realistically 45 is about right. Listen to this from Fabrizio Romano. After McAtee and Hutchinson, Forest plan for more signings. Talks continue with Douglas Luiz. And they're also looking at Muzza. Oh, Muzza. Let me just check this. I mean, look, I don't know what he's like in real life, but it is. It's Muzza at AC Milan. USA, 22. Oh, he's so good. I always buy him on EAFC and FIFA. Bloody hell. I'd like to see him in the Prem. Yeah, teams are starting to get active, aren't we? We've got to buy Belieber, mate. Maguire on Sesko. I haven't trained with him much yet. He's very tall. I'm sure he's going to cause a lot of problems for defenders. We need to remember that he's young. He has all the qualities to contribute in this club for many years, so we're going to support him and keep our fingers crossed that he scores lots of goals. Can't wait for the season to start, by the way. We're early at 7 o'clock tonight, so we've got the press conference with Amorim reaction at about 1:45, and then I'm live at 7 o'clock tonight because I'm doing Liverpool Bournemouth on That's Football. So yeah, we'll be live to that, definitely. But look, in summary, let me just make sure I've hit everything I wanted to hit. Garnacho, Donnarumma has set his sights on joining Man City. Yeah, I mean, blah, blah, blah. I always said we wouldn't get Donnarumma, but yeah, apparently we were in talks with him. Yeah, I think the Hutchinson thing going from Ipswich to Forest for 37 million is good for us because we can push the price up on Garnacho. I agree with that. Absolutely. So, do you think that the fact that Belieber hasn't actually been in the Brighton squad since May is a factor? Last game was against Spurs. I think it's going to be very interesting to see if he's in the squad tomorrow, Toki. You know, you look at someone like Isak, he won't be in the squad tomorrow for Newcastle. So if Sancho doesn't end up leaving, I'm putting him on toilet cleaning duty, says Sal. Thank you very much. So look, where we are at the moment, Gems has just put the Discord server in the chat, by the way. Discord, I pop in there every now and again. It's a good little thing. But Brighton are calling the shots as catch 22. Of course they are. Of course they are. I also think that when it comes to the Belieber situation, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with it. But I think that the main thing here is that United are clearly briefing that the deal is going to be very difficult. Brighton are clearly briefing that they don't expect to sell him. So we've either spent 2 weeks stupidly negotiating with a player that we haven't got the money for, or this is just all posturing. But I've always said, you've got to have at least 80 million to give to Brighton, at least. And if you give them 80, you've got to give them another 30 in achievable add-ons very, very quickly. I think if you put that on the table, you might start to negotiate it. But if you don't go anything more than that, then you don't. A lot of people saying Romano's update. How's about telling us the update instead of typing Romano? Because all I can see is an update about Jadon Sancho, which I am not interested in. I don't trust any update on Sancho. So Roma are waiting for Sancho to give his green light. Man United prepared to accept 20 million bid, but waiting for Jadon Sancho. Jadon open to discuss since earlier this week. See, again, that's I'm confused by that because last night it was 20 million. This morning, it was obligation to buy 20 million. And then this morning, Fabrizio's talking like it's 20 million again. Like, 20 million bid is not 20 million if it's an obligation to buy. I'm sorry, I'm not falling for that shit again. I'm not falling for it. So, how are they bidding 20 million if it's an obligation to buy?
You know?
Chris says, United Stan doesn't want to talk about a United player. I don't want to talk about Sancho. But I spent 5 minutes talking about him 15 minutes ago. It's a turn of phrase, mate. Wising up. I'd move Sancho for any price, even a KFC meal deal, so structural. Has the cough gone? It's the dust, Christian. So I've just been hoovering up and wiping it down. So, yeah, it's a lot better there. A lot better there. TUSFPL code, Chris. Someone will drop that in for you, I'm sure. Yeah, so look, regarding do I think we'll get anything breaking today? It doesn't feel like the day the Premier League starts and Brighton have got a game tomorrow. I don't see anything happening. But I'm not going to change my opinion. I was very relaxed about Sesko. I'm still very relaxed about Belabor. I think we're in for him. I think we'll get the deal done. And I'm, you know, hopeful that, well, I think we have to get the deal done, of course. But yeah, nothing changes massively for me on that, if I'm being completely honest. We're back, as I say, just after 1:30 with Amrin's first press conference reaction. We've also got, what do we got? 7 o'clock show tonight. Premier League's back on That's Football. You can also check out on That's Football, win, lose or draw. Me against Robbie, the forfeit's good this year. We go head-to-head predicting the Premier League fixtures. You can play that as well. Check it out on That's Football. Take care, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this morning. 19,000 legends live. And I'll speak to you all in a bit. Thank you very much for watching. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.